Congratulations on the new deal.
Thank you.
Was it overly difficult to get it done? I know this isn't overly fun sometimes, but was this pretty simple?
Yeah, I think out of all my experience in pro football, it was just the easiest, and it was handled great. And we wanted to be here, and they wanted me here, so it worked out.
I remember when you came from the XFL. And you said, look, we're just going to be here for the year. Then we're going to try it. We're going to see if we like it. We'll see what happens. So obviously it went well despite, the season not going the way you and anyone wanted. But what sold you on the organization? What sold you on, what other factors, the city, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, speaks for itself, but the Edmonton Oaks, Edmonton's a prideful city, and they got a great fan base. Even though we weren't putting up the wins like we wanted to, that stadium was rocking every home game we had. So that obviously adds to it. It's a lot of fun. I think the organization as a whole is as top notch as any I've been a part of. I really do believe Coach Jones is a great leader, great head coach, and he put us in positions to win where we were. When you look back at our scheduling and some of the things that happened, it was, a lot of it was just us kind of finding ways to lose. We were
Yeah.
prepared. We'd start the games fast sometimes, and it's football, right? Plays happen and things happen, but I always felt like we were always in the game, and then, we'd kind of find a way for it to spiral. And so, that's a testament to the coaching staff. Obviously, I'm a big fan of our offensive line coach. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to come back and coach Sorrels. And on top of that, I really do feel like we got a good group of guys. I enjoyed the locker room. I had a blast being a part of this team. And, I want to continue and get this thing heading in the right direction.
And when you look at the roster heading into 24, and we're still outside of free agency still, so there's probably be some tweaks, but pretty much the roster you see is the roster you're gonna go with at training camp. And speak about having the same roster intact to go through what you've learned, and you talked about it. There are so many games that got away from you, unfortunately, and a lot of times I would agree with you did beat yourselves, but going with that experience with the same group into 24 that. Hopefully you've learned from those experiences, and experience can be a great teacher even if you lose.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 100%, like you said, experience is a great teacher. The only way there's growth is through failure. And so I think having the same guys and the core group of guys that have been around, been through it, and I'm relatively new. There's guys who before me have kind of been through it. So I think that just helps, right? Everyone's chip on the shoulder gets a little bit bigger, and like I said, it's a group of men all trying to get in the right direction, and that's what we're trying to do. And the locker room culture's there. Coaching staff's there. It's just getting it done on the football field.
Tell me, Brett, and I'm speaking with Brett Boyko, offensive lineman of your Edmonton Elks. When you came in, it was, I believe, just before the game in Saskatchewan. So you were, I believe, the sixth O lineman, and then you were thrust into the right tackle spot in the home game against Hamilton, and you spent the remaining 13 games there. Tell me about your comfortability with the position and getting comfortable with the group, because the group really didn't change all that much. You were pretty fortunate injury-wise to go with the same group. I think Foucault got hurt a couple times with his back, but overall, tell me about that process of getting thrown into the mix there and getting comfortable with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, just personally, it was like right tackle was a big jump for me. I know I had some experience prior, a couple of times, but I think the unfortunate factor for me was that 2019 season. I was hurt the whole year, still tried to play. So it was kind of you're out there on one leg trying to
Yeah.
just do your best, almost just battling for the team. That's kind of what I was trying to do. And then that kind of hurts you, you kind of put out some bad film, things like that. And so that was kind of a struggle in itself. And then the year we had the COVID year, and then the year in Sask where I was just kind of, I had that year in 2019 where I was coming off hurt, hadn't really played before that, was kind of coming from the NFL and stuff. So it was just kind of finding my spot, right? And I was always a lot more comfortable on the left side than the right side. And then Sask happened, and I got sick in training camp, lost like 20 pounds. And so you just kind of finding your fix, right? You started at left tackle, then they ended up moving me to right. And so right tackle was always kind of something where I wasn't really that comfortable with. I think, and even in the XFL this last year playing left tackle, I think when I got here, for me, it was just like, you know what, I'm just going to do me and go out there. And, like I said, we really do have a really good O-line coach who I appreciate a lot and is very helpful, and he's a great coach. So it's just taking what he's teaching me and trying to just go out there and trust myself and just play football. And so I think I was fortunate enough to do that. And like I said, this year stayed healthy. So it was a really fun year for me just in that. And it was, you know, a big sigh of relief to make it through the year in one piece and just look forward to the future. So that's another thing while I'm just excited for this going forward. But in terms of the team, the O-line group welcomed me right in. You know, I knew some guys previously from different stints and things like that. And so there was previous friendships, but the group as a whole was great. It was a great team to be a part of, great O-line group to be a part of. And, you know, they welcomed me in where it was such an easy transition for me. Like, I basically just had to focus on playing the position of right tackle, which granted was a little new for me, but I knew it eventually, you know, it would take a couple games and I would kind of figure it out. Right. So, in terms of that, there was no really, like, I didn't feel any animosity, anything like that. It was, everyone was really welcoming. And like I said, it was a group that's trying to get this ship right. Everyone's trying to get on the right page and get the W's flying in the win column.
Speaking with offensive lineman of your Edmonton Elks, Brett Boyko, signing a 2-year contract extension. All right, a new voice in the huddle, McLeod Bethel Thompson, which has got a lot of people, got a lot of people's attention. And tell me about your reaction when you learned that the Elks had signed McLeod.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Trey did a great job for us to finish out the year, and I think he did a lot of things really well. I just, you know, it's, you see a big name like that come in and it's like, okay, we're putting all the chips on the table and we're going win now mode and let's try and get this job done. Now, I'm not saying that I don't know if Trey would have, you know, not gotten it done this year or whatever. I don't know that, and that remains to be seen. But I think he's going to bring a veteran presence. He's going to bring a lot of leadership, and he's a guy who's won in this league and done extremely well as a quarterback in this league. So he brings a lot to it. I heard he's a great guy, and I'm excited to get to play with him. And yeah, I'm just overall excited because it's, you know, we're just trying to add to the group depth. We're just trying to add to the room, trying to get this thing pointing in the right direction. And so I'm looking forward to him, and I think he's going to bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, and on the point of a veteran coming in, and this is not to disparage Trey at all or even Taylor, but in general, having that veteran voice, someone who has won Grey Cups, been part of a Grey Cup, helped the Argos to a Grey Cup, and someone who prepares so well, and someone who's a fiery competitor, and someone who can bring that leadership within the huddle, in general, how much does this team need that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like I said, you're kind of looking at, if you look at our season last year, I mean, I know I came in, what was it, week 5 or week 6, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, but when you look at the season, a lot of it was just games lost, right? It was mistakes, and that's not all on the quarterback. You know, there's mistakes everywhere. I make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. You know, it's football. Things happen, right? And kudos to the other team because they make plays. But when you're adding a guy who's won and who's been there, done that, and who adds a certain poise and kind of an element to the game where it's like, hey, I've been here. I know what to do. I know how to handle the right situation. Then it definitely helps the team, right? It boosts the morale. It helps keep everyone calm in the huddle. It's just an added benefit of leadership in those situations. And a guy like McLeod, you know, McLeod Bethel Thompson, he's got a lot of playing experience. So, you know, he's kind of been in almost all situations that have come up. And obviously the CFL season's a long season and you want to get to the dance, you know, everyone. Yeah. You'd love to win the division. Obviously everyone wants to host playoff games and whatever, but at the end of the day, you just got to get to the dance because in the CFL, this disparity isn't large, you know? So we, you know, had, last year, you know, two teams that were in the Grey Cup, we had them on the ropes twice, you know, so there was, opportunities for us and we were not a playoff team. So it's just about getting to the dance, and you had a guy like that with veteran leadership. And like I said, a guy who's a playmaker and like you said, a guy who prepares the right way and is a pro's pro, it's only going to add to it. So you can't base it all on last year and we're heading forward. And I think, you know, that's what we're all excited about.
And finally, and you mentioned it, heading forward, there's expectations. I mean, it's you really sense it's win now. And not that you didn't want to win last year or that it wasn't important last year, but going through what you went through last year and some players, the, you know, in 22, and there's a smattering that's here from 21, wins have to come very, very fast for this team.
You know, and I think that's what's tough is because especially when you base it all on expectations, we have a lot of talent, you know, we have a lot of good players on the Edmonton Elks. And so it has been, you know, we have underachieved, and especially in the room that we have, like, you know, offensive line wise, the locker room. We have a talented group that should be better than what we have been in the past. So it is win now. It's always win now. But when you see the guys, like you said, and everyone's been together and the chips on the shoulders get bigger and we're all grinding together, you know, it's pushing everyone towards, you know, what we feel like we want to go out there and earn. And we want to win. We always want to win. You hate to lose. And so, you know, our goals this year is to approach, you know, every game like we're the team to be. And so that's kind of what our mindset's got to be. You know, we got to be confident in that, and we're going to go out there in 2024 is a new year.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.